welcome. Today we have a new episode with a very special guest. And please get inspired by this person because her words, her energy and all her action is really creation, creativity and manifestation. So I feel very honored to be here today. So please, can you introduce yourself?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Meryl Grielaerts from Holland. But I live here since 30 years in Ibiza. A mother of six, four daughters, two sons, a grandmother to three, and two more on the way. And yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's really a big family.
It's a big family, and it's been our main mission in life. Has been that. I mean, I'm a person who loves to, as you said, create and do things, and I'm super active, but the family has been like the most important thing in my life and in my husband's life.
And why is this family so important? And even you have a name.
We're the world family, but
yeah,
but
world
actually
family,
I could explain that later. It's not based on that we have many children. Why is that important? Because, first of all, because I always wanted to have many children. I really felt that. And I made a drawing when I was seven, where I made the farmhouse, loads of kids, loads of laundry hanging on the line, and a spinning wheel, which I guess stands for my creativity. And I always wanted to have 10, and I didn't make it, but six is good enough. It's the most beautiful, for me, most beautiful thing that could have happened to me is becoming a mother. And I felt I had such a beautiful life and that the world is such a beautiful place that I wanted to share that with my children. So we've been traveling for 20 years every winter.
Really?
Yeah.
With the six,
with the whole, yeah. And my mom many times to help us. She lived here as well.
Okay.
And she
loved
adventure.
She brought you here to the island?
No, I brought her
here. Okay, what is the story?
She brought me here in 1971 for the first time. I came with her when I was five. And then we've been on holiday and many times. But then I decided one day I wanted to stay here.
Why did you feel that you wanted to stay here?
That's very hard to explain. I guess you must know that too. There is a calling, but you cannot really explain it. You just feel somehow you have to stay here. And the island really holds you.
And it's a very special feeling.
It's a very special feeling. I never thought I could like move away from Amsterdam and live in the... I never even considered it. You
and
know?
How old were you then?
I was 27 when I came here with my first husband, and then we separated while here, and I stayed here, and then I met Alok 27 years ago.
And you have the children with the first husband? And
I have
also
two children with my first husband.
Okay, and they live here on the island as
they
well?
They live here.
They
always live with us.
Together with mom.
Yes. And what made it really, really strong, I guess, apart from the fact that also my mom was always with us, which is this very important constellation in a family, no? A tribe situation, because in every tribe, it's like that.
Yeah.
The kids don't go to the daycare and the grandparents don't go to old people's home. They're all together and the grandparents take care of the grandchildren while the parents are working or hunting or preparing the food or whatever. But apart from that, is once I got started to get more children, we became very like public people. Like we started our party Namaste. We had a stall in the market. Like I started making these bags and it exploded and it got in the press. And so people were always talking to us and we were always talking to people. And my kids were always
Mama
on my skirt. And at a certain point we said we have to find a solution because it cannot be that we cannot attend the kids, you know, but it's also, you cannot ignore people if they start talking to you. So we decided at home, 100% only for our kids. Like, we're not going to invite people. We're not going to make it a place where we do dinners or lunches or parties. This is for our children. This is sacred. And once we're out, we're for everybody. So the bond we got became really, really intimate and close with our children.
Very strong.
Yeah, very strong. Also, of course, because we live first in a teepee with them, and then with four in a truck for almost 5 years. And then we started living in a house, but it became a very, like, our family, you know, like
This is very good and wise decision. Mm. I did the same with my children, and now I realize why we are so very strong bonded, because the house was our space. Yeah. And now you explain it. Wow. Thank you.
You see?
Yeah, because you have lovely children. You have four lovely daughters, two lovely sons. They're very open. Their eyes are all sparkling.
Yeah.
So it's really beautiful. A beautiful job you did.
Yeah.
And you're very inspiring, because your name is World Family.
Yeah.
And you travel around the world with six children, and it's possible.
It's possible
to be in the nature and to be very, you know, with the teepee and with the camper, and it's beautiful.
I think if you give children the freedom to because we all have our essence when we're born. And if you have the freedom to grow up in your own space where you can be or become who you want to be, it's not, because they're all super different. Like, each one, completely different story. It's not like, oh, I can see they all grew up together. They're all from the same family. In a way, there's many things, yes, but in their personal thing, they're all their own, really own character.
Identity, authenticity, beautiful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you started with something and it exploded. And can you say what you do here on the island? Many things. And how you started as well.
Yeah.
And I always have a lot of questions.
That's okay.
I'm also very curious, how did you meet your husband?
Oh, then I'm going to tell you first. We met each other in the sunset on the Beniras beach.
Oh, yes.
And that was in the time there were no telephones. So everybody was truly enjoying watching the sun go down, dancing, drumming, meditating. And this golden light turns into orange, turns into pink. Really, really beautiful. And I met him there.
Wow.
And we actually turned out to have the same déjà vu in the same color. Really amazing. Same blue color. So, yeah, it was really strong. It's like when you feel it's meant to be.
Yeah.
You know.
It's like magnets and...
Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful.
What we do? We started 25 years ago a party for ourselves, because we couldn't find a space where we could go with all our kids and dance and meet beautiful people and not be in an alcohol or drugs environment. There were either clubs or there were bars and restaurants, but there was nothing really in between them. So we went to Las Dalias and we offered our idea, and he didn't want to do it. And we said, well, think about it. And then we asked him a little later if he thought about it, some days later, and he said, well, I don't know what is a chill out, but just try it. And it became super success in the way for the community, really, no? It was meant really for the community. And it's been an amazing journey ever since. Because, of course, in 25 years, there's so much growth, there's so much changes, and there's a whole generation that grew up with this party. It's so beautiful. It's full of little kids, people that met there, that became parents themselves. Like, it's like mini festival.
Every Saturday and Sunday?
No, it's not? On Wednesday, every Wednesday.
And it's
25
still?
25 years, yes.
Okay,
yes.
In Las Dalias?
Yeah, from June till October.
Okay.
And it's absolutely beautiful. So we have different stages. One is like more the dance area outside under the stars. Then you go down, you have the Pachamama area with the sacred fire, more with circle music, medicine music, rituals, performances. There's a little bazaar. Inside is the club where my husband plays, where my daughters play. The two of them are DJ. And what I love about it, the decoration is amazing, the music is great. But what I love about it most is the people. Because in Namaste, we are all VIP. Like, everybody is perfect, you know? Like, we are all perfect as we are. It doesn't matter how old you are, how thin you are, how fat you are, how tall you are, how brown you are, how yellow you are, how white you are. It doesn't matter. We are all perfect as we are, because we are.
Yes.
And that really shines there. So people come with their heart open, and what you see is smiles and dancing people and really enjoying, you know. There's no posturing, or it's just real. Real people, real party, real vibes. And that's what
beautiful.
I love so much.
Yes, because you and your husband just started. So it's your energy who's there. And
it's all our energy.
And
it's
already for 25 years.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm new on the island, so... Huh. I will enjoy from
will.
June to October. Yes,
yeah.
We will put it in the link in the bio, because
yeah.
a lot of people will love to come, of course. And what I wonder and what I notice here on the island, that people want to find, you know, equal people who can share life, who can celebrate, be serious, have this spiritual path, but also dancing and happiness and fun.
Yeah.
Okay,
now
thank you.
That's one of the things we do. Then 23 years ago, we finally got a stall on the market, on the hippie market in Las Dalias. And at a certain point, we run out of things to sell, because we went to Morocco once, we brought some stuff, and that was it. I didn't have more. And it was in the middle of the summer, so I said to Alok, what can we do? What can we do? And I started making a bag with leather and embroideries and ornaments and pompons, and immediately the next Saturday I sold it to an English woman, Marilyn was her name, and then she ordered me another one with pockets inside, so I made another one, and then my mom started helping me, so we started making these groovy bags that were all different, and you didn't see that then yet. That was like the beginning of a new wave, like the boho bag. But in that time, it wasn't there. So once I started getting more bags and hanging them, one day I got this really beautiful Dutch girl in my shop. I didn't know who it was, but she bought me, I think, 3 bags or something. After that, I got a flood of Dutch people. Dutch women in my store. That was Estelle Gullit, actually.
Oh, really?
And and then we had Paris Hilton.
You didn't
Hilton.
Know who she was because you were living here.
Yeah,
okay.
I didn't know. And Paris Hilton came and bought some bags. Yeah, It exploded. It was absolutely amazing. And people were standing in line, and our daughters were helping and passing the Visa cards. Alok was looking in the back today. I was talking to the people to not, you know, let them wait. And it was amazing. So, yeah, that was really the beginning of our brand World Family Visa.
It's so beautiful because you start with something you like, which you are. You didn't expect anything.
No.
And then suddenly...
No plan.
And then...
Yeah, and then...
There was a big plan.
Well, the plan never actually appeared. It just... Stay the passion. We started really the brand. We thought we had to make a name and a logo and blah, blah. Then I started making clothes and belts and boots. And our daughters started, like, working very young already with us, our two oldest daughters. And then we ended up in the Prêt-à-Porter in Paris. We made a connection with Paul and Joe. We did some things with them. We came in loads of magazines. Then people started to want to have a franchise shop. We had a shop in Amsterdam in the 9th Street. We had a shop in Düsseldorf, in Tel Aviv, in the Maldives, in Madrid, in America. I don't know. I don't remember where. It got completely out of hand. And one day, Alok said to me, wow, because he was a real estate agent before. And he said, wow, I actually changed my life and I left everything so I could be free and follow my heart. And he said, but now I feel I'm in the same position again. I'm just after the production and solving problems and money. And he said, I never wanted that, you know. I wanted this other lifestyle that we found. I said, well, let's get rid of them. We closed all the shop. Barcelona we also had. We only kept Barcelona's shop, which was Alok's sister, or is Alok's sister, and Ibiza.
So you really followed your heart?
Yes. Yes. We don't go after, we don't want to be rich. We really just want to have a good life.
Yes.
A good life, a happy life, quality.
And just feel really what you want. And that's, of course, you know what you want, your husband know what he wants.
Yeah.
And that's very strong with you too.
Yeah. And it's not that I'm against money. I mean, it's super cool to have money because it makes life so much more easy, for sure.
And you have talent to create money as well by following your passion. Yeah.
But the going after the money should definitely not take...
The goal.
Yeah, exactly. Take away the quality of your life, or at least that's what I think. And I think many people... Because our society is like that, no? Mm-hmm. It's very focused on the money, on prestige, on making a career, getting that house, getting that car. To be successful. So actually we don't learn to listen to our heart.
Yeah.
We were, you know, there's no school or nobody who tells you, hey, wait a minute, we all got our passion, you know? Just go find your passion. And if that... means you can make your work out of your passion, fantastic. If you have another work, then still find your passion and try to combine it in your life, because you cannot only work and go after the money. Because when you're older, you will find an emptiness inside and an unhappiness inside, and you don't know why.
Yes.
And that happens to a lot of people.
Yeah, so. This is really what is the podcast is about. Follow your heart, follow your passion, and believe in yourself and have the courage to do it.
Yeah.
And if you really have this feeling, you know, you get happy. Just do it.
Yeah.
And it's a good advice to do the combination with your work and follow your passion as well.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Wow. Yeah. So you started this dance party with this beautiful people on the Wednesday. And this backstory, and we sit here also in a very special place, so it's another creation of you.
This was, no, not of me, of us. This was for a long time like a dream we had, because our kids are in Horeca since they're, like my son was 6 and he said, I want to be a cook. And he became a cook, and then he became a chef. And my other son... has been managing bars and restaurants. So that's their thing. Our daughters are in fashion with us. And it was always our idea to combine it. That would be amazing. Life just brought it. Last year. This place where we are now has been for like 53 years one of the most emblematic places, at least in the north. This was like the meeting place for three generations. Yeah, this Cancurune is like everybody knows Cancurune in Ibiza. It's a very famous old place. And I kind of grew up here. The kids from this family went to class with our kids. Like, it's all like a village, no? Last year, when the third generation, so the grandson had it, and he didn't open, we asked him, when are you opening? He said, I'm not opening. He said, it's too much for me. He said, I don't get any help. I only have problems and have my other company, and I don't want to do this anymore. And Alok said, my husband, he said, well, maybe we're interested because we have our shop since 15 years behind here.
Yeah.
And we're renting it from them. And then he said, okay. And then the parents came into it and they said, well, we would love it if you take it because you're a hardworking family just like us. And it would be for us really good to feel that it's in good hands with you. And so from there on we started.
Wow. It was last year?
Last year, April. Yeah, exactly 1 year ago.
Because you totally changed the environment.
So then I started crocheting all the cushions. I thought, I thought, how can I get the vibe back in this place? Because it was very modern and very empty. And so I started crocheting first the small ones for the seats, and then I couldn't stop anymore. I got completely hooked and I made the big ones. And
And now you're here.
And now I'm here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes. Oh, it's a lot of stories, Mira. Yeah.
I do more than that.
You even do more.
I actually started.
You are a superwoman.
I started model now, but I think I'm hyperactive maybe.
Like me and the producer as well.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you're a good team.
Yeah, like 3 years ago, I started modeling again. Also.
Again? So, you were a model before, Miro?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was a child model from 2 till 12. And then
really? So your mother?
Yeah, and I loved it.
Oh, wow.
I loved being in the pictures when I was a kid, and I could always eat the food I was publishing, you know, making publicity for. And then with 16, again, I started till 25, till I became a mom. And then I stopped and I only did things for our brand or sometimes for somebody's brand, but like more, amateuristic.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started again 3 years ago. And actually, this is the time I most love it because I know who I am. I don't need to make a career anymore as a model.
No,
I don't compare myself to anybody. I fully enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because it's just...
That's also when you get older, you don't have to prove yourself anymore.
No.
And you did so many things you loved.
Yeah.
You create your life by yourself. Mm. And yeah, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And
you travel around the world for this job or you do
I do, it? I do. Well, around the world. I went to Buenos Aires, Italy, Germany, in Spain. Yeah, depends really where the shoot is. You go there. But my mom passed away last year.
Oh, so I'm sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
It must be intense.
It is.
If I listen to you, she was always here
super
helping you.
Super important. She was my best friend my whole life.
Oh, really? Oh.
And yeah, she was an amazing woman. We could not have raised 6 kids without her help. She was always present in my life and in our lives. But I really felt like also it was supernatural, no, when it happened. She was 88, she had a beautiful life.
Mm-hmm.
The circle was completed. And I was so lucky I could take care of her for the last time of her
really?
Life.
Really? So you could guide her in this process to go away and to start a new life?
Yeah. So it was, and she turned into pure light and love. She was always pure love, but in the end it was just like she was, already going. Connected to the spirits, you know. I would so often come into a room and see her like having this look, and then it took a little bit to get her back.
Mm-hmm.
And then she would look at me and just radiate with love. So it was really beautiful. And she always said,
what an intense experience.
Yeah, totally. But she always said since I was a girl, and I hated that when I was small, but she did. She said, when I die, I want that you make a big party for me. I always said, no, Mom, stop, you're not going to die. Well, of course, we all die, but you don't want to hear that as a kid. We all didn't feel like partying, but we invited all the friends. The first day that she passed away, so I found her in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning. She passed away in her sleep, which she always hoped for, so I was happy.
Yes.
And kind of also I felt betrayed. I thought, you didn't wait till
I was here,
but I know she probably could not have gone with me by her side because we were so
close,
connected. Yeah, it would have been really difficult for her. So she left in her sleep, and then I found her, and then it was a total shock, of course. And then somehow I felt this calmness coming over me, and this knowing that I really didn't want anybody to interfere from outside.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to call the doctor because I was 100% sure she was dead. So I thought the doctor can wait because there's nothing he can do. And I didn't want to call the funeral people because I didn't want to have that energy in the house either. So the kids came, we all started praying and crying, and then we washed her. The kids all together started looking which dress she should wear and which jewelry, her beautiful Mexican beaded jewelry. And then my granddaughter came and first put a drawing on top of her and then started putting little flowers from the garden around her head. And it was amazing. It was really, wow.
It's very pure.
Yeah.
I started to cry now because it's so intense. It's so beautiful and so serene what you say.
Yeah.
And wow, it's a big gift for you and your family, but also for your mother. And I wish that every listener can do this like you and like your family. Yeah.
Well, you never know. I never knew. And I thought about it a lot because the process was so... No, I really went through it by her side, and I would think about it often. How will it be when she passes away? How will I react? Because I love her so much, and she's so important in my life. And that calmness, that was really, that I guess we're so not used to death, that when it happens, we panic. And we call somebody. Oh, my mom is gone. Can you, you know?
Yeah.
And I really felt I didn't want to do that. You know, I thought
she really is our yoga in your source.
And I don't want anybody to touch her now. Like that is not from us. You know, we have to handle this. We have to take care of this.
This is so very natural. It's like the nature you do.
Yeah.
Is the traveling mirror you did helping you? Because you have seen many cultures, you have seen many villages, you have seen many people from the world, native people from the world. Does this help you to create your life, but also to really, this is our mom, this is our grandmother.
Yeah.
We take care of her now. It's our responsibility, it's our love. Did this your experience with
I guess so. Of course, it's like grains of sand. No, you don't know, because every experience adds to your life and the path you walk. And I guess, for sure. And living together so closely, being every day 4 generations on the kitchen table. And you know, we always hold hands before we eat, and not because we are religious, but we are, you know, we are thankful.
Thankful, grateful.
And we want to be conscious about, you know, how lucky we are that we have food on the table, that we live in a country where there's no war, that we have so much abundance in our life, and that we're all healthy, and that's super important. So, the next day, I actually convinced the funeral guy, the moment he came in the night, Alok and me, we made a team to convince him to bring the coffin. And he said, no, we can't do that anymore after the COVID. It's prohibited. She has to come to the tanatorium. I said, listen, Ivan, I'm going to explain you something. We are not your everyday people. I said, we are kind of like a tribe. and we have a very special way of living, and we need that you bring that coffin here, and we can't go to the tanatorium. So finally he said, okay, I will do it. And he brought the coffin the next morning, and we put her in the coffin. And then we invited all the friends that wants to come and that loved her. And they brought their children and their grandchildren. And I put all my mom's pots of paint around the coffin. We put her under a giant tree, pine tree, in a beautiful setting, of course, with carpets around, cushions around.
Very colorful.
Very colorful. And then all the women started, because everybody brought flowers, so the women started making like a heart altar from the flowers while praying. And then people started painting the coffin. And it was really amazing. Other people started playing the handpan and or singing and remembering. And it was really an amazing day. Like, you wish that on everybody, because it's very important, you know, to have a goodbye in somebody's own way, and not in, because then the day after we had to go to the crematorium and be there. And I also said goodbye to many friends lately there. And it's like not a place for us, you know what I mean? Not for anybody. Because it's cold, it's unpersonal, it's not a place where you normally are. So it has nothing to do with you. So it was such a beautiful thing that we could do it in our own
environment. Yes, yeah. And with this family, yeah. And we started the episode with this family, and you share the intense connection you have with your family, with your mother, and I felt the countries and the beautiful people you met during the traveling you did with, yeah, your children. And I'm so curious, because it's so colorful here. I have a colorful dress, you are colorful. You are shining. There is something in me who's really feeling that all the cultures is coming in this conversation by just feel your nature, but live it as well. And that every person is very powerful. If you say, we do this on our way, you do it.
Yeah, yeah. And I want, sorry, because there's something coming up in my head about all these cultures.
Yes.
We are called World Family Ibiza, not because we have a big family. We are called like that because the more we started to travel, and we are very much into handwork from all different ethnics. That's what we adore, both Alok and me. We are such lovers of that. And everywhere we go, we always look for the handmade things, the tribal things.
And to learn it as well, to make it.
And to learn it. And we realized, the more we traveled and the more things we saw, that we found things in one continent that we also saw
in the other.
In the other.
Yeah.
And that these are people that never saw internet, because it didn't exist, that never saw a television, that never got to travel. They were in their village, generation to generation, they were making these symbols and these pompons and these little mirrors and the shells and the beadwork. But somebody, another tribe on the other side of the world, would make something completely similar. Of course, we all get our inspiration, if we live close to nature, from nature and from the cosmos.
You receive it.
Yeah. So that we realized that we really are all one family. We are all connected, you know. Even if many of us don't want to acknowledge it, but we are.
Mm-hmm.
We are connected. All. Yeah. So we are a world family.
It's not your family, but it's everybody's
family. It's everybody.
The beautiful example. Yeah, I can feel that as well. And, you know, sometimes in the world, there are the same plants, there are the same designs, there are the same new techniques.
Yeah.
And it seems like that we get it from
the
somewhere.
Cosmic supermarket, yeah. The
cosmic supermarket. Okay,
music.
We can just shop.
No, it's like energetically it's there.
It is, eh?
Yeah. At a certain time, all of a sudden. And people who are open to that, they can
receive
that.
It.
They can receive it.
If you really connected with your body, if you really connected with the nature, if you are pure, if you follow your passion, follow your heart, then you can connect and to grab this information.
Yeah.
Yes, it's really beautiful. I really thought it was about your family, but it's now. I'm very happy that you explained it's the whole world.
Yeah,
it's really world family.
Yeah,
Ibiza. Yeah. And Ibiza is a very special energy.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why we make this podcast, so the listener can, by our words, by our vibrations and your experience, it's just now, with this new technique, everybody can listen to it and can receive this. Oh, I want also this strong family bonded creation team in my house. So please listen to Miro and just do the same. Your house is like a temple with your children.
Yeah.
And you are very respectful to other people, to the nature. And it's not always easy if somebody has pain, it's not working that way, you know, then we get nasty. And do you have advice for this kind of person? Because, you know, we live here on this island, we follow our heart. I wish everybody's doing that. And can you, for the listeners, can you give an advice to do the same? And maybe something little to do?
Yeah. Wow, that's a... Ooh.
It's a big question,
That's
eh?
That's a big question.
Because you are from Amsterdam.
Yeah.
And, you know, from when you were 5, your mother took you here to this very special, beautiful island. So you're lucky with that. And I believe that nothing is just coincidence, you know, it's all already guided that you're supposed to come here after 22 years when you were 27 and go back to feel the nature in your body, to follow your passion, to connect with this universe shopping hall.
What I would love to say is that since internet exists, I think we see so much of other lives and people show it so beautifully that many people might get the feeling like, oh, all these people are living this incredible life and I'm here with my shitty life. And I always say to my kids, don't compare yourself to nobody. Just try to stay with yourself. Be thankful for what you have. What you see on Instagram or on Facebook is not always real. You know, many people just make a pose and make a picture and then that looks amazing. But it's not that people have an ideal life, because everybody has their struggles. Yeah. Everybody has their problems. Everybody has their thoughts or insecurities. So please don't compare yourself. Mm-hmm. Be thankful for what you have. Be happy with your own life.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Miro, for this really intense, beautiful, powerful conversation we have. Thank you so much, sister, yes. And you are my family. Mm. You're so inspiring. Thank you so much. Yes. Okay, thank you so much for listening this episode. I'm very touched by Miro and her story. And I wish you can feel this world family in yourself and that we're all connected. This is why we make this podcast, People from Ibiza. And thank you for listening. And please share this episode to your friends and family. Of course, your family. And now we know we're all family. And if you want to meet more inspiring people like Miro, please feel free to give a donation. So thank you very much and see you soon.